Week 2, Tuesday, Matins. Please, Master, open my lips, and my mouth will sing your praises. Come, let us worship the Master, our mighty God. Psalm 95. Come, let us sing Yahweh a song. Let us shout our joy to the rock who keeps us safe. Let us come to him with thanks and sing loud, happy psalms to him. Come, let us worship the Master, our mighty God. Because Yahweh is a great God, the great King over all the gods. The deep abysses of the earth belong to him, and the mountaintops are his as well. The sea is his because he made it, and so is the land his hands have formed. Come, let us worship the Master, our mighty God. So come, let us bow down and worship, kneeling before Yahweh, who made us too. Because he is our God, and we are the people in his pasture, the sheep his hand leads on. Come, let us worship the Master, our mighty God. Today is the day for you to listen to his voice. Do not dig in your heels as you did at Meribah, as you acted on that day at Massa in the desert, when your fathers provoked me and tormented me, though they had seen what I had done. Come, let us worship the Master, our mighty God. For 40 years I put up with that crowd, saying they are a people with wandering hearts, with no idea what I expect of them. And so I swore in my exasperation, they will not enter my rest. Come, let us worship the Master, our mighty God. Glory to the Father, to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as in the beginning, now, and always, through all the ages of ages. Amen. Come, let us worship the Master, our mighty God. I woke just now, a tear still in my eye from some forgotten dream of fear and pain. The matter vanished, but it left a stain of dread so great it swallows up the sky in absolute despair. No, stop, I cry. It's just a dream, a dream. And to stay sane, I put aside my thoughts, but they remain in spite of me and give my mind the lie. Because it seems as if I'd been in hell and clawed my way back. But is it my fate to live what I was then? If up to me, perhaps. But it is not, because, you see, he guides my life, and I must trust and wait. All will be well, all manner of thing well. First Nocturne. Please, Master, let my cry reach you. Do not hide your face from me. Psalm 102, Part 1. Yahweh, please listen to my prayer and let my cry reach you. Do not hide your face from me during my time of trouble. Bend down your ear to listen to me on the day I call to you, and please give me a quick answer. You see, the days of my life are dissipating like smoke, as if from my bones burning in a furnace. My heart has been stricken and is dried up into hay, so that I even forget to eat my food. My skin is stretched tight over my bones, and I moan aloud in pain. I am like a pelican in the wilderness, like an owl in the desert. I lie awake as if I were a sparrow alone upon the roof, and my enemies make fun of me all day long. These scoffers keep swearing at me. My food tastes like ashes, and my drink is full of tears, because of your displeasure and anger, since you have picked me up and tossed me aside. My days go on and on, like a lengthening shadow, and I am like grass withering away. Glory to the Father, to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as in the beginning, now, and always, through all the ages of ages. Amen. Master, please let my cry reach you. Do not hide your face from me. Master, please pay attention to prayers from helpless people. Part 2. And yet there you are, Yahweh, enduring forever. And your name will be remembered age upon age. And you will come forward and have mercy on Zion, because the time of her favor, yes, the preordained time, has come. Because your slaves love her very stones, and find their pleasure even in her dirt. And this is why the Gentiles will be in awe of Yahweh's name, and all of the earth's kings will fear your glory, because Yahweh will rebuild Zion and will appear there in his magnificence. He will pay attention to the prayers of those who have nothing, and will not despise their pleas. Glory to the Father, to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as in the beginning, now and always, through all the ages of ages. Amen. Master, please pay attention to prayers from helpless people. Master, you set the earth on its foundations, and even the heavens are the work of your hands. Part 3. This is being written for future generations, so that people yet unborn will praise Yahweh, because Yahweh does look down from his holy place high above us. And from heaven Yahweh sees the earth, to listen to the moans of prisoners, and to set free the ones condemned to death, so that they will keep Yahweh's name alive in Zion, and praise him in Jerusalem, when all the different peoples gather there, and all the different kingdoms come to serve Yahweh. But at the moment he has taken away my strength in the prime of life, and shortened my days here on earth. But I said, "Please, my God, do not take me away in the middle of my life. You have generation after generation to do what you wish. You laid the foundations of the earth centuries ago, and even the heavens are the work of your hands. And they will come to an end while you will still be there. They will all wear out like clothes, and you will change them as if they were your cloak. And they will change, but you will be the same, and the years of your life will have no end. And the children of your slaves will continue to exist, and their own children will still be there in your presence. Glory to the Father, to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as in the beginning, now, and always, through all the ages of ages. Amen. Master, you set the earth on its foundations, and even the heavens are the work of your hands. Please teach me goodness and holy wisdom, because I have put my trust in your guidance."